And Sunday, a good chance of rain and storms. Richard DeWebbing of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning. Welcome in. We made it through another week, the Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room. Man, it has been hot outside. So if you're going to get outside and exercise, I tried to walk late yesterday morning, early afternoon. Whew, it was brutal out there. So get out early. Or go out late if you can, or make sure you get plenty of water during the day. Download the app, do that as well. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You also can send us an app message. We've gotten several of those this week. We love to get those. Also, you can email us, wimpandberry@yahoo.com. Or the easiest way, especially this first hour, 205-342-9904. If you want to call and get on the show with us this morning, we'll be happy to talk with you guys this morning. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Look forward to talking to David Kindred. I was texting with him last night. He was sending me all the pictures from Omaha. So he's out there. He'll be on the call tomorrow for Alabama baseball. Well, you remember David played at Ole Miss as well, so he's got a lot of friends from Ole Miss that are out there. So I think he's having quite the time out there in Omaha. And then we'll have Tim Floyd will join us game five tomorrow night. They have gone back to San Antonio. And did you guys see when Victor Wembanyama was going back to his hotel room? They didn't take him. I guess they let him out on the street. They had barricades. They had people throwing eggs at him. Did you see the eggs? I mean, why are you throwing eggs at Victor Wembanyama? Give me a break. You won. Good morning, Chase. Good morning, Dad. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. We've tried to have timely guests on here, and I thought Joe West was terrific yesterday. If you really like the inside of baseball, what things happen behind the scenes a little bit. Having Tim Floyd on today, Tim's a very good basketball coach, terrific at Iowa State. Went to the pro game. Barry can introduce him for us. Took a tough team there. I took a team that was really hard to coach, but did a good job there. I did want to mention that when they made the announcement of who really did a good job in the transfer portal, Tennessee sort of led the way. I'm not going to go through Tennessee, Texas, and Kentucky. Alabama is not involved in that transfer portal because they are involved in it, but if they had three freshmen, they say are really, really good, so it didn't include them. So that's the reason I didn't mention Alabama, but I think Alabama had a great year as well. Troy, West Virginia today at 1 o'clock, and Ole Miss and North Carolina at 6. Braves were postponed last night. Canadian Open opened up yesterday. It was 6 under. 2 under is the cut. Davis Riley, Tom Hoag, Lee Hodges all played well. Plus two, I think Lee Hodges was, so he's got to get to go. I think Sam Burns liable to win it. And Nick struggled like the Dickens. He was plus 5, and so he's got to really hustle and get back. And I think next week's the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. I think that's good. Barry has already mentioned this, but I had it down. NBA is Saturday. 3-1, the Knicks are leading 7:30 on ABC. One controversial thing is you might want to call in about Brendan Sorry's lawyer.
Sorsby.
the source. So he's always listening to that. Warren's the Big 12 legal action, the legal action that could take place if the Big 12 tries to decide that they're not going to play Texas Tech. Auburn quarterback the kid that Auburn quarterback is ranked number 6 in the newcomers, the kid from South Florida. They named some of Auburn's starting times, but I'm not going to get into that today. And I'm going to end by saying this, and because you get a lot of crap on the internet, but I think I've seen something that I've studied some on memory loss. I know Barry thinks I have some. All the kids did, whatever. And that probably did. I have maybe some degree. But Bill Gates, who is very, very wealthy, has done a lot of work on memory loss stuff. And I know this is any good or not. You can forget it or you can mess with it. But the mixture of cinnamon and honey taken over a period of time has regained a lot of people's memory loss. They didn't regain, and it's not a hoax, I don't think. If it is a hoax, you forget what I said. But there's been a lot of study on that and whether that's any good or not, because they're plaques or whatever in the brain. So anyway, when you get memory loss, I know that's not part of sports. I got all that. It's interesting, I think. Look at cinnamon and honey as a ritual to try anyway. And Bill Gates, pretty smart guy. That's about it. We welcome your calls for today. And anything that you want to say, you certainly can.
I'll give you another remedy with cinnamon. It is supposedly low-cal. I don't know if it's low-calorie, but supposedly it is. But you put a little cinnamon chase and a little peanut butter, and you put it in a bowl, and you put it in the microwave, and you heat it up, and you stir it around. You get a banana, and you dip it in it. I'm telling you, that's next level. So you should try that. There you go. Maybe that'll help your memory too. You'll remember
well,
that's good.
Well, my memory's
remember
not real bad.
You remember that's good. I know that. Yeah. Cinnamon.
My memory's not real bad. It's not perfect, but it's not real bad. But when I try to do this little segment, I always write things down, even though I see them on the internet, because I certainly don't want to get on here and not be able to do a decent job of telling you what's what. So. Age is a factor in life, and I've had one of my very best friends, Birmingham, passed away the day before yesterday, and all the people I've played golf with are gone, except Dick Zena plays, still plays, but all of the ones I enjoy playing golf with have passed away. And so it's a little bit different for me at a pretty ripe old age.
Not saying you're old, but you're way ahead of everybody else your age. Or I mean, most I would say 90% of the people.
Oh, so. Yeah. But I want to mention one other thing, Bear. Sorry, I called Sonny yesterday, and Sonny talked well. He can't drive. He can't walk very well. He never gets out of the house. A little spot there around his house he can walk around. And I said, do you feel like you would be on our show next Friday? And he said he thought he could. So I think it's coming Friday. I'll call him back during the week. Cause
we're not going to have a show next Friday because we ain't going to be here.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I mean, he could be on with Wyatt, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. That's fine. So we won't be doing next Friday. But I mentioned it. Also, Richard Williams. Who was a coach at Mississippi State, who's had some medical problems, and both of those guys, good basketball coaches. You know, all the people that coached when I did, Dale Brown's, and gotten up in age, even older than we are. And so Dale and Hugh Durham is exactly my age. And those old guys that, some of you enjoy me saying that, some of you saying turn the page. So anyway, but Hugh and Sonny and Dale and myself are four guys that hung around the coast a long time. That's it.
All right, Texas Tech, I know you mentioned it, they put out if you want to get sick, Chase, go to Texas Tech's Twitter account. They had the AD, the president, the football coach, senior associate athletic director of student health and wellness, sit down, and they did a video over 20 minutes justifying why Soresby, why they did what they did. And it's really kind of, it's almost sickening, to be honest. The president is sitting down justifying this. And one of the conditions when they ruled in his favor, Soresby went to the athletic department. And he gave him his computer and cell phone, and they one of the conditions was that they had to put devices on there that monitors activity and prevents him from accessing online wagering platforms. Soresby's also participated in outpatient clinical care and individual of group therapy of Texas Tech. Hocutt said Soresby came to the athletics and immediately after the injunction and was granted to meet with Texas Tech's information technology and compliance and have the monitoring software installed on his phone. So I guess he couldn't. I mean, I don't think the guy's going to gamble anymore, but I mean, he could just tell his buddy, hey, put this wager on. Can you? I mean, they've got the president, the AD, the football coach, the associate AD, and they are literally have a 20-minute deal justifying this.
Well, I think though, Barry, I don't know enough about it to really comment on the show, but there's got to be a little something behind what's going on with the media about this. And I'm not justifying it. I don't know. To have that many so-called known people who are close to it, from the president all the way through, makes me think that maybe there's more to this that we don't understand. Maybe I'm wrong, but to me, it just feels that way.
I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it's not as big as he wasn't playing, but he was betting on his team. But it just seemed like that was the red line. If you cross that line, then there was no coming back. You've seen, now I'm not, that's not as bad as played in the game, and you're played in the game and you got a prop bet on you or something, you check yourself out or whatever. But if you allow this to happen, I just think you open up the door now for it to happen again and again and again. And these guys do have some insight. If you're with a team, then you have some insight. And that doesn't mean that you're going to cover the line. The people that, I mean, I don't know. I'm just surprised how much they're rallying behind this kid. I mean, he's got 1 year, and you're basically putting your integrity and everything out there on the line. And I think they just wanted to get their side of the story out. And I listened to about 6 or 7 minutes of it, and I knew where that was headed. I just couldn't listen to anymore. So go to
Barry, were any bets made, or could you bet at the halftime of the NBA game the other night?
Yes, you could have made a fortune.
if you could have made an absolute fortune.
Well, you can always lie bet in a game, so the line will change up and down as the game's going on. I can imagine the odds of you took the Spurs to win the game, not Spurs, the Knicks to win the game at the half. You would have had some pretty high. You would have made some money.
You couldn't spend it all.
Yeah.
I do want to say yesterday that I listened to the Oklahoma baseball coach. He did a nice job. He talked about Alabama, talked about his team. I can't tell you everything he said, of course, but he did a nice job in speaking and talking about the game that they played before, and was a realist and talked about Alabama has very good pitching and so forth and so on. But should be a great game. We want to watch all of them because Troy is on today. But the game after Alabama, all Alabama fans listen to that, will be Georgia and Texas. Barry's made a lot of comment about the home runs that Georgia has hit, and Texas has been there so many times. So you got good, if you like good baseball, I think you'd enjoy today's with Troy and West Virginia's darn good, so I don't know about that. But certainly Alabama tomorrow, and then Texas and Georgia.
Chase, you got to always think about what you're saying. Dad's hurt somebody's feelings this morning.
Oh, me.
He's hurt somebody's feelings.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, we've got an email. Should I read it, Chase,
sure,
or should I let it go?
Read it to me.
Says Barry, and then he puts quotations. This was one of your comments this morning. Maybe I shouldn't do this, Chase. Maybe I shouldn't do this. All the people I enjoy playing golf with are dead, is what your dad just said. Guess that doesn't say much for me. Laugh out loud. You think since Wimp and I are 6-0 as a team, he would like playing with me a little bit, and that would be from Tim Horton. You hurt Tim Horton's feelings. Tim Horton's feelings this morning.
I apologize, Tim. I don't ever see you anymore. I don't get down there anymore.
But, so did you not enjoy playing golf with Tim?
Oh, yeah, I did, because I putted well when I played with him. He got us on the green. And for whatever reason, the days that he got us on the green, I putted maybe better than I normally put. So that's been a long time ago. I just don't get down there anymore. And I don't really have anybody to play with. Tommy Ford keeps telling me that he's going to invite me to play with them. I got 3 days off next week. And so I hadn't heard from Tommy. So
I saw a guy whose grandson came to my camp that plays with Tommy, David Wright. You know Bob Wright's son. He plays with Tommy out there some. So anyway. Tommy's listening. Tommy listens every morning. All right, we'll take the break here. My good friend Andy Henson, if you need to get that property cleaned up at Alabama Pro Wash, they know you're proud of your property. The dirt, mold, grime on your brick, stucco, or siding makes even the most cared for lawn or business seem neglected. Their services include residential and commercial exterior cleaning, low pressure soft washing, window cleaning, shingle restoration, concrete cleaning. They got a drone that goes and gets the hard to get areas. Give Andy and his group a call, 205-799-9069. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Alabama Pro Wash. Chase, I've seen all the people that are criticizing Norport for Big Mike's Steakhouse. I guess the Norport's basically going to pay to bring it there. I want somebody to tell me why it's good, why they think it's good that Big Mike's is coming. I guess Norport's going to, I know some people that aren't. Oh, my goodness, people. But evidently last night they voted for Big Mike's to move to Norport. They're going to leave Moundville. I always thought, I've been there 2 or 3 times. Big Mike's was pretty good place to eat, so I think it'll do well. But can somebody call and tell me a positive with it? Everybody's always just focusing on the negative there. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. With one dissenting vote from Councilman Turnley Smith, the council last night in Northport passed a resolution offering $4.8 million in incentives to the popular restaurant. Turner, who did not oppose the resolution, wanted to table it so the public could have longer to study it. Click TuscaloosaThread.com throughout the day for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather coverage. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving with a purpose pretty much around the area. I'm seeing just a slight delay on McFarland on the westbound lanes at Harper Road. Pretty unusual, but traffic, again, it's just very brief. Now, moving with a purpose on...
It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. We are going to see a bump up in the rain and thunderstorm chances here through the weekend and into early next week. Temperatures are going to come down, but not today. Heat index values between 100 and 105. Sunshine, a pop-up shower or storm this afternoon at 93, 75 tonight, 93 tomorrow with a chance for afternoon showers and storms, 91 on Sunday, a good chance of rain and storms. Richard Wedding of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 76 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Follow Tide 100.9 on Facebook today to watch our live shows. Read the great articles and interact with Bama fans today.
Welcome back to Inside Like a God. I got some scathing text about Big Bird. I'm not saying I agree, or I was just trying to say, is there a positive side? I guess people in Tuscaloosa, Chase, probably are happy they like to eat there because they don't have to drive to Moundville now, and they don't have to pay. It's not their tax dollars. So are y'all hockey fans at all? Are y'all watching the Stanley Cup? Dad, are you watching the Stanley Cup?
No, I'm not.
That crowd.
I guess I should.
At Chase in North Carolina last night was rocking. They beat the. Mac had a scrimmage. I was out at Kentup from 6 to 9, but I got home and saw a little bit of the end of the third period there. I guess the Hurricanes won 4-3. They're going back to Vegas for. I guess that would be game six. It's 3-2. Do you understand hockey, Chase? Do you understand?
No,
Chase, do you understand it?
A little bit. It's confusing. Very confusing. But I like the goal scoring, though.
What's icing? Do you know what icing is?
It is such a hard concept, Gary.
Are y'all into the World Cup?
Yes.
Dad, are you into the World Cup?
No.
That's a big deal, the World Cup. So tonight, the United States will play. They're playing Paraguay on Fox. It's on Fox tonight. Chase, can you name 3 players on the USA soccer team? I can't name one.
I could try. Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, and Sergio Dest.
So I guess Canada takes on Bosnia. That's a big deal as well. Where is this being played? I don't know. This is dumb. I should know this. Where is this being played? Is it? I'll look it up.
I don't know the specific stadiums, but I know yesterday they were in Mexico, but a lot of majority should be in America.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how all that works, but people wanting to watch the World Cup tonight. U.S. There's a lot to watch tonight if you like baseball. You got Troy starts today, Dad. Troy will take on West Virginia today. I understand. We can talk about it. What's your thoughts about the first time for those teams ever to be there? Somebody's moving on today. So I hope Troy can move on.
Yeah, what a god big and thrill it is for Troy to be in the World Series to me.
I saw when they got there, I guess if you make it there, they had this bag for each player. They got some gear in there, Chase. They got shirts, sweatshirts. Did you see all that gear those guys were pulling out of there? Oh, my goodness. They got some gear. And so I know the coaches and the players. I'll find out. I wonder if David Kindred got any of that gear. You think he got some, Chase? David? Huh? Chase, not sure. I mean, he got something. He's media. I could have got. I had him. So I got my media credential. Okay, I got it.
I thought you were going.
I'm not going. Now, I got my media credential. Well, you know, you couldn't even apply for it till you made it. Well, Alabama didn't make it until Monday. And so I applied for it, but it said you cannot get, because it didn't tell you where the hotel was, the media hotel. You can't get it till you're approved for your credential. So Tuesday, what are you eating? What are you eating?
Okay. That's what I got.
Tuesday, the credential comes through. You're approved for the credential. Here is the hotel for the media. You could go on this link. If you have problems, you can call. And then if there's no rooms there, check with the SID from your team that you're covering. They may have a few extra rooms at their hotel. So I called. It's the Candlewood Suites. It's $153 a night. I said, man, that's a pretty good deal. Go to College World Series for that. Sir, we're all booked up. All the rooms are gone. I'm like, well, I literally just got this like 2 minutes ago. Well, people were all calling yesterday and booking these rooms. The first room I have is next Wednesday. I'm like, well, I said, well, do you have anywhere else? No. So I text the SID for Alabama, Nick, and said, hey, they said to check with you guys. He said, I don't even know where we're staying. So finally, I told David, I said, when y'all find out where you're staying, let me know. I'll see if there's, they're staying at the NBC Suites downtown. So, of course, I called to see if you could get a room there, and you couldn't. So the rooms were ridiculously priced, and all you could get was like a king bed. And I got to be down in Orange Beach on Tuesday night, so it just didn't make sense. And that 13.5-hour drive, it just, so I'm gonna have to watch it on TV. So that game's gonna still be on TV, right? Even though I'm not going,
I think you will be. They don't worry about you.
Don't worry about me. But it kind of they give you the media hotel. But see, these media, they're savvy, Chase. They find out where the, of course, all those other teams had qualified earlier, so they knew, so they get all the rooms. And so, you know, I don't know how many hotels they got. You ever been to Omaha, Nebraska, Chase? Dad, is that a big place?
Yeah, I've been to Omaha. I think I've been once, yeah. I don't know much about it. I know that's a money maker for them, son.
Starting today, all eight teams are there and all the fan bases are there. So you get into next week and teams start losing, then people start getting out of there. And but at that point, you know, I'm going to be in.
You do. You have a lot of people, and I've said this before, people don't. Winning or losing your first game is humongous.
Oh.
You win your first game. That means you're going to play two more, which is going to run you through. And so you get the bus to go. You lose your first game. You are a little bit concerned because, you know, the pressure's on you to be darn sure you got to pitch everybody you pitch and do everything you can substitution-wise to stay in. So first game is always very, very tough on your emotions the Oklahoma coach, you know, talked about his team and said that, you know, see, we got some people that complain. I said, all baseball coaches do, about their pitching and so forth and so on. He was very complimentary of Alabama and a little bit about what he didn't know a whole lot about. You know, they done some things that I don't know. He was just good. So Oklahoma will be easy.
Yeah, like if you get down real big today, then you just put some arms out there that hadn't thrown at all. You don't waste anybody's arm. But if you win today, then you play Friday, Sunday, and if you win that one, then you're basically in the championship. If you lose today, you got to play like, I have to add it up, 5-4 more games to get back to the championship. So if you win the first two, then you're automatically in it. And you go from there. So 1 o'clock today. Usually the weather gets.
You said yesterday that West Virginia did not hit the long ball, like you know, comparing them to Georgia and other people. So that's good, I guess. They have a lot of people there, Barry.
Yeah, So 1 o'clock today, Troy, West Virginia. 6 o'clock tonight, Ole Miss takes on North Carolina. Right now, as it stands right now, this would be the hard thing for Alabama coaching staff. They have zero guys in the portal. Now, you know that's going to change. And the teams that are out there in the SEC have the least amount of guys in the portal now. And so do you think if you're these coaches, have you already kind of met with your players a little bit to kind of get a feel for who's doing what? Because, I mean, you got a quick turnaround and try to get your roster set. I mean, you're not playing just for this year. You got to get ready for next as well. So you got to balance that, or you just leave all that alone and say, we'll talk about all that when it's over. Because there's guys right now taking visits and going places, and I think Alabama's actually taking a couple guys.
You know, what you do with the coaching staff is you have a meeting behind the meeting. You have a second meeting with your staff after you've done gotten ready for your games and so forth. And that is to discuss, you know, I hear this, they say this, so-and-so's unhappy. So you have a meeting behind that meeting, and you pretty much know exactly, sort of. You may get a surprise every now and then, you always do, but you may get a surprise, and most of the time that surprise is a guy leaving. So, and sometimes, Barry, if you get into this thing and you lose two in a row and you don't play well, even though you got to the World Series, you look up and see four other SEC teams there, you have a tendency to be disgruntled.
So David's out there. Guess who's out there? Our boy's out there covering it for the SEC Network. And he says we need to have him on.
Who's that?
Roman Harper's out there.
I tried to get Roman the other day and never could get him to answer the phone.
He's out in Omaha. He's probably eating a steak. David just texted me and said he's doing work for the SEC Network. So I know Roman was a football guy. Now he's doing baseball. He's doing a little bit of everything. So,
all right.
Yeah, we'll take a break here. We'll get to Philip when we get back. We got plenty of phone lines open here in the first hour. We're going to be guest heavy in the second. So if you want to get in, jump in with us this morning. Listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving with a purpose pretty much around the area. I'm seeing just a slight delay on McFarland on the westbound lanes at Harper Road. Pretty unusual, but traffic, again, it's just very brief. Now, moving with a purpose on Skyland Boulevard, you will bunch up right there at McFarland, but in between McFarland and 69, you're pretty much green for go. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Experience is preferred but not required. Apply at CoviaCorp.com or call the Covia office at 205-758-8353.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info,
once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. We got a pretty cool clip from Coach Vaughn. I'll have Chase play here in just a minute. But Chase, you get that text? All right, let me get to the Yellowwood Hotline, pressure treated pump from Great Southern, and get Philip in. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, y'all. So you going to Orange Beach?
Yes, sir. Next week.
Yeah, that'd be my choice. I mean, Omaha would be fun and all, but you say beach, I'm
hot, though. We're going to be playing baseball down there, too. So.
Oh, yeah. That is going to be hot.
Yeah.
Still. But there, the other bracket, I kind of like Ole Miss.
Yeah.
How about you?
I could see that. Yeah. Troy, West Virginia, first time out there. North Carolina and Ole Miss. Got to win today if you're Ole Miss, if you want to get through it. Yeah, I think if Ole Miss wins today, I think they would be in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Troy. I'm really pulling for them. And, you know, I don't know the dimensions of that West Virginia baseball field, but I know Omaha's probably a lot bigger, so that's going to be a different situation for them. Alabama, Oklahoma, you know, I think we're kind of the forgotten team in a way. I love our shot. I love our chances.
Well, you got to be confident if you're Alabama. You beat, that doesn't mean anything, but you beat Oklahoma 2 out of 3. In Norman. Mm-hmm. Now, Coach Vaughn said they're going to see a pitcher they didn't see. So, mm-hmm. you know, teams evolve over the years. Mm-hmm. So, but I think they'll be ready.
Yeah. Hey, guys, the other day I talked about a bicentennial football team in 1976. And I mentioned the first two games that year where we lost Ole Miss to open the season 10-7. We beat SMU in Birmingham, first ever meeting with Alabama and SMU. Alabama won 56-3. And today, Wimp, since you were alive and well at that time, I want to talk about the Vandy game, which is the third game. We played them in Tuscaloosa. And Barry, I'm amazed at the research I did on this game. There's scant information on that game.
What was the score of that game, Phil?
Alabama won 42-14. And Rutledge was a quarterback for us, and there's hardly any news on it. Johnny Davis scored a couple of touchdowns in the first quarter, and Jack O'Rear had two touchdowns. One was a 52-yard run. And then Fred Pankhost was their head coach, Wimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I remember Fred Pankhost, yeah.
Yeah, but then the very little info on that game. It's amazing. But then the next game, Alabama goes to Athens, and you remember what happened there? Georgia jumped all over Alabama, won that game 21-0. That was the considered the most monumental Georgia win.
What was the year? What year was that?
1976, the bicentennial year. That's why I'm talking about it, because we've got our 250th anniversary coming up. And this was the emergence of the Junkyard Dogs. We've all heard that nickname for them. They shut Alabama down. We had 86 rushing yards. It was the first Alabama shutout in 59 games. Georgia scored late in the first half. They were up at halftime 7-0. And then their option game took over in the second half. They won the game 21-0, and that was the groundwork for their 1976 ACC championship. And they after the game, they were number 10 in the nation. And you also probably remember, Wimp, that was a game where the Georgia fans stormed the field and they stole Bears' hat.
Yeah, I can't even think of who was our coach. Was it Ray or Coach Bryant?
Coach Bryant. Coach Bryant, 1976.
When Coach Bryant came, the last time I saw him alive, when he came down the hall and he went into my office, I was out trying to getting a drink of water. He never come to my office but one time. He started talking about State Stabler and how he had mishandled him, and he talked about the Georgia game. And I don't know. I don't think it was that game. I think it was a game where we got. I can't. Tommy Booker kicked the field goal or something. I thought because you mentioned that he talked about that game when he left. So I don't know which game it was, but that was it.
Well, don't know. It's just interesting to reflect back. I was 16 years old at the time, and glad to have witnessed that, well, and even going to be even happier to witness this next this year coming up. So I hope anyway. But well, anyway, Barry, thanks for letting me talk about these games.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
Either you're a schedule freak, or I've kind of made you look at it a little bit more. I think Alabama's going to be in great shape going to Georgia. Not going to Georgia, but having Georgia. I don't think they're going to lose two games. But I think when they get to Georgia, with Georgia, Tennessee, and A&M three in a row, you better study those three. Now you've got I think you've got an off date before you play LSU. But
I believe that's right.
Georgia, Tennessee, and A&M. Now those are booger bear. I don't quite agree with you prior to Georgia. I think Alabama goes undefeated. I know you think Kentucky's good, hard to beat. But
I think Alabama could be undefeated going to the Georgia game, but I think there's a I'm just looking at the possibilities there. Undefeated's definitely one of them. But I just made a quick speculative thought on that, on our record.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, like I said yesterday, if Alabama's 5-0 going into that Georgia game at home, I love our chances.
You didn't ask Coach DeBoer when y'all were playing golf, did he think they were going to win the first five?
No, I didn't say nothing about no football. The only thing I said was nice shot.
Oh, my dog. Could you hold this leash?
We're big buddies. I can get him on the show anytime you want him on.
Oh, we'll get him on. We'll have him on next week. We'll ask him about the quarterback. I'll ask all the questions you didn't ask. Philip, do you want me to – you think we should get him on?
Who, Coach DeBoer?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you could get him on. I bet he'd come on.
So if Dad called you, he wouldn't say, now, who's this? Wimp who?
No, he'll call. I asked you before. I've talked to him before. I'll get him on. Sometimes.
Did you hear Joe West yesterday, Philip?
No, I was really not able to listen yesterday. I actually had some stuff going on.
If you're a baseball guy, you gotta listen. Boy, he had some really good stories for older people that have, you know. So it's a.
I missed it.
He threw a camera guy out of the game because he. So anyway, thank you, Philip.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll take the break here. We get back. We'll hear from Coach Vaughn, who talked to Brett Taft. Brett's a friend of mine who was on Alabama team that was out there in the 90s, and talked about the toughness in the University of Alabama and kind of what they want to be like. And I thought it was a pretty interesting clip that we'll play it when we get back. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Hey everybody, it's Gary Harris. Friday morning at 9 a.m. It's the TGIF edition of the Gary Harris Show. We always have a lot of fun. We're going to get you ready for the College World Series. Alabama versus Oklahoma on Saturday. Rob Vaughn, Crimson Tide head coach, will join us live from Omaha at 10 a.m. Plus other special guests and your phone calls. And that great weekend music. That's Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And on the Tide 100.9 app. Weekdays from 9 to 11. Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We are moving a little slower now on Lurleen Wallace as we're dealing with this collision at the 10th Street intersection. And it's got traffic pretty slow rolling there on Lurleen Wallace. And 10th Street is also slow as you try to make your entrance onto Lurleen Wallace. Also moving about, we've got I-20 or 2059, that is, between Skyland and 359. That's not doing too bad at all. It's wide open. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
239-7361. That's 205-339-7361. Locally owned, locally trusted, and ready to bring your ideas to life.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info,
credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 15 days, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks NA, member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. We are going to see a bump up in the rain and thunderstorm chances here through the weekend and into early next week. Temperatures are going to come down, but not today. Heat index values between 100 and 105. Sunshine, a pop-up shower storm this afternoon at 93, 75 tonight. 93 tomorrow with a chance for afternoon showers and storms. 91 on Sunday, a good chance of rain and storms. Richard Wedding of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Find Tide on Twitter at Tide109 to keep up with show announcements, guests, and our reporters in the field.
Welcome back to Inside Locker. All right, we'll play Coach Vaughn here real quick, then we'll get to break and get to David Kindred, who's out there. Coach likes tough guys. I do know that. And he finds some guys that are hard-nosed. You have to play a tough style of baseball in order to play for this coaching staff. And he talked to Brett Taft, who played in the 90s, about Alabama team, about Alabama's culture and what he wants. Here's what Rob Vaughn had to say about it.
I tell our guys, man, we have a responsibility every time we put that uniform on to leave it in a better place than we found it. And yes, Omaha feels great, but it's more than that. It's the style of play. It's how we carry ourselves. It's how we go about our business. The coolest thing is I will never forget this conversation with this guy named Brett Taft, who played here in the late 90s, who coaches over at ACA, one of Eric Hines' coaches in high school. And I remember talking to him outside of a field one time, and he was like, man, those teams in the 90s, they would just as soon fight you as they would beat you on the field. He was like, they were tough. We were hard-nosed, tough, gritty teams. And that's never left me. Like, that's what the state of Alabama is. That's what our university is built on. Coach Saban's teams, I promise you, those teams weren't soft. Yeah, they were good. Yes, they were disciplined. But golly, those guys would smash you in the mouth and tell you to like it. And that's what I wanted our teams to be built on. Yes, we want good players. We want all that stuff. But a prerequisite to that and us carrying the torch forward for the University of Alabama is the style and how we go about our business. So, man, what an unbelievable university to get the opportunity to work for. And it's not lost on me, man. I'm trying to steward this program well. This is not my program. I'm trying to steward it the right way. And the people that came before, the Coach Wells, the Coach Gaspards, like those guys, man, they deserve these moments and deserve to see Alabama in this place. So, man, it's a really neat thing for our state right now to have two teams here in Omaha. Like I said, you've got a dang good one sitting at home right now, but I can promise you won't be long before they're back here. And that's why I texted Butch in the middle of it. I said, man, let's get through this thing. Let's let Alabama and Auburn meet in the final. That'd be a heck of a show. So cool for the state, proud to be a part of it, and, man, just grateful for where I'm at right now.
All right, pretty interesting. Any comment on that real quick now?
No, I thought it was good stuff. I thought it was meaningful stuff that he cares a lot about. You know, to come here from Maryland and to see what he sees, I think it was well spoken.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get to David when we get back.
Mining experience is preferred but not required. Apply at CoviaCorp.com or call the Covia office at 205-758-8353.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's
Monsi Bolaños.
The Carolina Hurricanes are one win away from their first Stanley Cup since 2006 after defeating the Golden Knights 4-2 in Game 5. Canes captain Jordan Staal scored his sixth goal of the Stanley Cup final. Game 6 will be on Sunday. At the FIFA World Cup, out of Group A, South Korea took the lead in the 80th minute and held on to defeat Czechia 2-1, while Mexico shut out South Africa 2-0. USA will be taking on Paraguay on Friday at 9 Eastern, and you can catch all the action on Fox TV. In baseball, Dodgers took down the Pirates 8-6. Shohei Ohtani hit his 13th home run of the season, but left the game in the 7th inning due to left knee inflammation. Manager Dave Roberts said that his level of concern with Ohtani is not high and that he could return to the lineup on Friday against the White Sox. And in the NFL, Panthers and wide receiver Jalen Coker agreed to terms on a 3-year extension worth $35
million. Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. We are going to see a bump up in the rain and thunderstorm chances here through the weekend and into early next week. Temperatures are going to come down, but not today. Heat index values between 100 and 105. Sunshine, a pop-up shower or storm this afternoon at 93, 75 tonight, 93 tomorrow with a chance for afternoon showers and storms, 91 on Sunday, a good chance of rain and storms. Richard Wedding of the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour of Inside the Locker Room. We'll go out to Omaha, Nebraska with our Bryant Bank segment. David Kendrick is brought to you by Bryant Bank, but the former Ole Miss. So he got Ole Miss out there, so he's got to go see all his people there. He went to Shelton, went to ACA, obviously, before all that, then finished up at Alabama. He's with Alabama. So he's got a lot of people to see out there. So the fact that he's taking time to be on our little show is very nice of him. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Hey, David. Good morning.
Morning, Barry. Good morning, Coach.
Tell me about Omaha. Tell me what's going on.
All right, I'm going to be real honest with you. Yesterday was a pretty special day. I went through my bio, and I started out at Ole Miss, went to Shelton State, finished at Alabama. We were so close in 2010 to going to Omaha, and that's always been the end destination. I talked about Omaha ever since I was a freshman in college with all the pictures of Rosenblatt and now Charles Schwab. And unfortunately, it never happened for me as a player or a coach. But yesterday is about as close as it gets. You know, obviously, I'm following the team through radio and been doing a handful of games for the SEC Network. And to go out there yesterday for the opening day practice with all the teams and catch up with some of my former coaches, and Coach Bianco, Coach Lafferty, Todd Butler, who's the coach at Oklahoma, he was the key recruiter for Alabama from 96, 97, and 99, the guy that loves Alabama. Unfortunately, he's on the other side of Oklahoma. But a lot of these coaches, I got to see former teammates of mine, Brock Bennett at Georgia. So, again, this SEC runs really deep, but it's got a lot of Alabama ties involved. And I'll tell you, yesterday was a pretty special day, something I won't ever forget.
Talk about that stadium there, David.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I've never been to Omaha in my life. I just couldn't. Everybody says it's a bucket list thing to do, and as much as I want to do it, and I love college baseball, I just couldn't. I couldn't come to grips with it. I think it would just make me too sick if I came out here if Alabama wasn't in it. So with Alabama being in it, yesterday we got to go out to the field, and man, they just know how to do it first class. I mean, they opened the They opened the stadium to the general public for the practice yesterday. So the team practiced for, each team got in there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, did some media interviews and got to just kind of get the feet wet on the field. But it's a beautiful stadium. The weather was perfect. It was sunny in 75. And like I told you, all the teams are kind of book into each other and walking in and walking out. And the obviously five SEC teams there, and all of them know so much about each other. Like I just told you, all the roots and all that stuff to go. But I'll also tell you this, for all those that love the new stadium, how about the old Rosenblatt Stadium, that is no longer there? But we got to go out there last night, where, if y'all remember, the old pictures of back way behind right field was the big dome zoo, and it's still there. And they had a reception for the players and the teams and all support staff. We got to go to the zoo, but also in the remnants, we walked to the parking lot. They since now bulldozed the Rosenblatt Stadium, but they left the foul poles, they left home plate. And I was able to walk through that and get the visual as a little kid, because the Rosenblatt era was a pretty special time too, that it just ended in 2010. So the transition now to Charles Schwab, now in the middle of downtown Omaha. But man, it's a fun place to be right now.
Yeah.
Well, with all that, my question to you is, I know who you're for, but how difficult is it going to be North Carolina? How good is North Carolina?
So Alabama is playing. You're referring to Oklahoma?
No, I'm referring to Ole Miss.
Well, he's an Alabama guy, though. But yeah, Ole Miss.
I know that. But he's got some connections there.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ole Miss. Yeah. Ole Miss. I see what you're saying, Coach. Yeah. I mean, I got to catch up with Coach Bianco and Coach Lafferty, who were both there when I was there. And man, it's a like I said, it's a pretty special thing. But Ole Miss has a pretty special team as well. They're going to start Taylor Rabe, which Roger Hoover, who's doing radio and been covering the team the entire time. He and I did it on the SEC Network against Ole Miss. Taylor Rabe is going to pitch, in game one. Pretty phenomenal pitcher who really shut down Alabama. Alabama took two out of three, but Taylor Rabe got him that one game. But it's a pretty special team that Coach Bianco has. Their offense is probably one of the best in the league, and their starting pitching is young, but they're pretty good. Taylor Rabe, Hunter Elliott, who was the left-handed pitcher who pitched for them back when they came here, I believe in 2022-23. So they got some veteran arms. So a special team. I think that's probably the favorite to get through their bracket. But man, it's I talked to Coach Lafferty, and he's just a phenomenal dude. And there's no bad days in Omaha, and no team limps into Omaha. You're not going to catch anybody off guard. Now, who rises to the occasion and plays their best baseball for the next 2.5-3 hours? All these teams are very deserving to be here, and so cool to see another in-state team like Troy. Coach Skyler Meade, we've also done a handful of games with him throughout the SEC Network and radio. But man, he's got those guys playing right, and he don't ever refer to their team as a Cinderella team. He thinks that's completely disrespectful, and I understand that. But Skyler Meade is a man. He's a player's coach and brings a lot of energy to the Trojan team.
Well, you've got a Georgia team who's not only won the round robin but also won the tournament, and they knock it out of the park. Barry's made a lot of comments about the distance there versus where the distance is in Athens. This Georgia team is got a lot of long ball hitters, and the Georgia-Texas game should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, lead the NCAA in 140-plus home runs collectively, and they're a dangerous team. Coach Brock Bennett, like I said, former teammate of mine, they continue to recruit top talent, and they've pulled through the transfer portal, and it's paid off for them this year. And head coach Wes Johnson, and finally breaking through and getting to Omaha. They've had plenty of teams the last 2 years hosting their super regional, but getting upended, unfortunately. But it's so good to see Coach Wes Johnson and the Georgia Bulldogs get through. But yes, the dimensions of the field are a lot bigger. It's a bigger field, bigger gaps, 335 down the line, 380 in the gaps and 400 plus to dead center. But I'll tell you, yesterday, the ball is flying. The wind was blowing straight out, and I think it will play. It's still going to play big, and for a team like Georgia, it'll be interesting to see how that translates their offense.
It's a big factor.
No doubt. It is, but I'll tell you, the baseballs are a lot different than they were.
That's what I was going to ask you. Somebody was telling me they feel like they juice up the balls for the NCAA tournament. Is that true? Is that true, David?
No, they're not juiced up. I would just tell you that all throughout, you know, transition of from, you know, the last couple of years, they tightly wound the balls. All that means is the seams are just the seam. It's like a major league ball now, where when we played, the seams were a lot higher. And so, I mean, I'm not a scientist here, but I'll tell you, obviously the wind resistance when you have higher seams makes a difference. Now the bats are probably around the same amount of juice that they have, but these balls are tightly wound. So when you make good, like if you hold the ball, I mean, those balls, there's not, it feels somewhat, doesn't feel as, not smushy is not the right word, but I mean, it's a tough ball. So when you make good contact with it, it flies. And obviously out, when you're in Omaha, you're playing with pearls, but the ball was flying out there yesterday.
Yeah. All right. It's probably too early to tell, because I actually saw a picture of Roger Myers was in Iowa last night heading out there. But I think most of your Alabama people will get in there today. Have you seen many other than obviously you guys that are on the staff and working for the team? Have you seen many Alabama fans out there, or you think they're all getting in today? What are you hearing about how Alabama will travel?
I've been pretty isolated, I'll be honest with y'all, to keeping up and staying with the team downtown. And you, as you know, it's a really tough hotel get. Unfortunately, being with the yes. team, we're staying downtown, so. I think it's not just an Alabama thing. A lot of other, unless you kind of already assumed you were going to get a ticket and or come book a hotel 3 months in advance, and whether or not you knew your team was coming, I kind of felt like that's if you're a fan. Those are the fans that did that. But it's a hard place to get to, so I can't really answer that for you. I've seen a handful of Alabama hats walking around downtown Omaha, but I think, to your point, I think it's, a lot of them are going to arrive tonight. I've got a handful of my former teammates are going to come through here, like John Kelton, Josh Rutledge, who I played with in 2010, who's, y'all probably know, he probably well know, had a good MLB career, but married to Laura Rutledge, but he's going to make it in. We're going to get to hang out a little bit, but there's a big alumni event that's happening tonight that Yay Alabama and some of the NIL stuff is putting on that we're going to take part in. So it's really going to get kicked off. Obviously Alabama not playing till tomorrow at 2:00, but you have games starting today, so I do anticipate a lot of a large contingency of Alabama fans making their way in today and probably later tonight.
All right, Tyler Fay sounds like we'll take the mound tomorrow. I think it's very critical if you're going to win it. You know, you can get by if you don't win your first game, but winning that first game, winning the second game is huge as well, but you can't win the first one if you don't win the second one as far as winning goes, because it puts you in that loser's bracket. But one of the things that impressed me the most about Tyler Fay the other night, when it was the largest crowd in the history of Alabama baseball, sometimes guys maybe try to overdo it. Maybe the pressure of the moment gets to them. He was lights out. I mean, the more people are there, the better this guy was. And so we'll see if it carries over to Saturday at 2:00. But I was very impressed by how he handled the moment. I think Alabama, they have some tough kids. They're not going to be in awe. They're appreciative to be there. But I think they're going to be focused and ready to play. We'll see if it's enough. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I think Coach Rob Vaughn, you know, he said there was such a high, and, you know, you're riding that wave of continuing on to the regional and super regional, winning the regional the way they did, winning the super regional the way they did at the house, and how important that was and the electric high of that. And Coach Rob Vaughn said that these guys have been present. They stayed in the moment. He said, I want you to absorb this for a second. It doesn't always happen. Now, don't get me wrong. This is what he's shooting for each and every year. But you got to have a lot of things go your way and guys play really well. But at the same time, I think that's why he wanted to get the team out here so early on Wednesday. And it's, you've kind of been able to take it all in, like I said, all the stuff that we've been able to do thus far. But now today kind of really gets into true serious mode of like, hey, we're not here to just take this in now. It's go time. And they're going to have a probably 2 to 3 hour practice today at a college field down the road. Obviously will not be at Charles Schwab Field with actual games beginning. But yeah, you feel really good if you're an Alabama fan with Tyler Faye. We don't really even need, we've talked about Tyler Faye and stuff, but I can just tell you from all the interviews that we've done, I've seen that he's done with the national media. You can just look, y'all go, I mean, anybody who wants to go look at the Tyler Faye interviews, he's got such a slow heartbeat. He's just, you know, guys that get in the interview room that just get amped up. You know, the eyes get really wide when you stick a mic in their face. This guy's like having a conversation with anybody. And just, that's what you expect out of your Friday night guy in Tyler Faye, probably the oldest guy on the team that's been here, redshirted. And man, what makes it even more important and what just really resounds to me is that, you know, Tyler Faye got married, this year. Got married in January, and Coach Rob Vaughn talked about how he made it up there to Des Moines, Iowa to take part in that wedding. And I think that's what really sets, y'all know this, I mean, y'all been coaches and your schedules are so tight and compacted, but for you to take part in somebody, a student athlete of yours, special moment like that and be there with all the team, that's what to me is authentic and genuine. And when you get on a baseball field, you want to run through a wall for that guy. And that's what Rob Vaughn really is. And you heard that in the interview. And Tyler Faye is a Nebraska guy. He says, I grew up going to Rosenblatt. I came out here last year. Unfortunately, it made me sick and I had to watch some other teams play. But he's like, this place is special to me. It's right down the road from where I grew up. So, man, this is just a special moment for him, but I promise you he's going to be locked in against Oklahoma.
All right, last question, most important question. I saw the video of the players. They got the swag bags. They were opening those things up, and the gear that was coming out of those bags, that's what players live for. Did they have a media swag bag? Did you get a swag bag with all the shirts and everything? If you did, then you need to go pick up mine. I don't know how you're going to do that. But did you get a swag bag, David?
I will say this. That swag bag came, I believe, specifically from, you know, the College World Series and the Nike, all that took care of that. It's not team-related, so I can't say that I took part in that. But I'll say this. There's none better than the equipment manager at Alabama than Junior Walden, who's been the equipment manager since I was a player there and a coach. He's always done a great job of taking care of me and going to make sure I take so to answer your question, no. But team-related stuff, he's always done a great job in hooking us up. And hopefully we'll be here for a while, and I'll need some new clothes anyways, right? I don't want to go to the laundromat. So hopefully Junior takes care of me a little bit more. But, man, it's a phenomenal time. But I will say going to the merchandise booth, I had to go for my family members, my dad, my mom.
Oh, you dropped some coin. Dropped some coin. Only bad thing about Alabama winning Monday is the camouflage is going to stay because coaches are superstitious. But not a big fan of the camouflage, David, so I already expressed that. But nobody cares. All right, tell everybody about Bryant Bank. We'll let you get out and enjoy the rest of the day.
Hey, let's not forget about Bryant Bank. I'm still working and taking calls from customers, and that's what we expect in a local community leader. And I'll tell you, we had one of them. I won't mention his name, but we were at dinner last night. He's a Bryant Bank customer, and we were going to pay. He picked up his card and said, hey, look, I'm a Bryant Bank customer, and he went and talked about one of our phenomenal bankers in Heike Harris and all the tremendous work that she does for our bankers. And anytime you have problems or questions, we're going to take it full on and make sure you're taken care of. Not ever are you going to call a 1-800 number. You're going to talk to somebody that knows you, knows your account, whether it's personal or business. Check us out, bryantbank.com. Call us up. We'd be happy to talk to you about anything that you got banking.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy it.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Tune in.
All right, buddy. All right, there's David Kendrick. All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get to Coach Tim Floyd. and talk a little NBA with Coach. It is a Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move with a purpose on the Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets. Pretty much more of the same as you travel along. If you're moving about 2059 in both directions in between University and Joe Malisham, you're all good to go. Now, we had an earlier mishap on Lurline Wallace right around 5th Street. It looks like that's all cleared.
That's 800-923-6829. What do you have to lose? Call 800-923-6829. Again, 800-923-6829.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. I go right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Obviously, a great college coach, NBA coach, great friend to Dad and I. And he's probably headed fishing today, if I were to guessing. Coach Tim Floyd. Good morning, Coach. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Barry.
How are you,
Hey, Wimp.
How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing great, guys. Doing great. Just driving back.
Did you say?
Right?
Excuse me.
From up there in Missouri, been playing a little golf up there at it's called Big Cedar Lodge up there for 4 days.
Who'd you play with? Anybody we know?
Well, I'm just trying to supplement that retirement income off some guys, 6-7 guys.
Yeah.
That backswing of yours is so around your neck.
Criticizing your swing, Coach.
Hey. His backswing is around his picket neck.
He's wanting to hit that ball far. He's wanting to hit it far.
Well, I hit a few pretty good, you know, that they're. I hit them in some places that, they probably didn't design the course for.
Let me explain something to you, Barry. He's like you did when I recruited against him. He gets on the first tee, talks about how bad his game is, gets him 2 or 3 shots aside.
Mm-hmm.
And doubles a bet because he made a lot of money, and so that's what he's made more money doing that than coaching.
Well, when you got a lot of money in the bank, you're not swinging with as much pressure on you because you know you got it. That guy he's playing probably ain't got as much as he does, so it puts a little more pressure on him. So Coach Floyd's smart; he knows what he's doing.
I tell this every time he gets on it because. He would call me sometimes when he and actually seeing prospects in Alabama we weren't going to take, but he'd go after them. And when they had camps, he wouldn't go to the cotton picking camps.
Mm.
He'd go to see the mothers of the players that were in the camps, and that's where that's how he worked. And so he was a heck of a. And when we went out there to play, their head coach one time, coaching box, he was standing in front of our bench. In front of our cotton picking bench, with a big fat official refereeing, and we never got a call. Yeah. So anyway, he hired Scott, and I appreciate it. Let me ask you this: have you ever seen anything like? I don't know how you play. The Knicks did not get to them very good in the first half, and San Antonio wore it out. In the second half. Things turn, and of course, it's like a college game. They had a college atmosphere there because they were at New York, and a huge lead went away. The way you played, you say, well, they should have handled the ball a little bit longer. They shot it too quick, but if you say that's the reason that they lost, that's what people say. Talk about that game and how difficult that is on you mentally when you go to game 4, 5, whatever it is, 4.
Well, you know, I think we saw how difficult it is. Cleveland, when they played the Knicks in that first game, they had a 22-point lead, and it evaporated, and they lost game 1, and they never recovered. You know, and I think mentally it's really, really hard on that group, but they are so talented. I think that you're going to get criticized as a coach whenever those things happen. It's always a player's league until you lose, and then it's the coach's fault. But, you know, the Knicks won that game defensively. They don't get enough credit for how great their defense was. They were two of those shooters in the second half. It wasn't like they were wide open. They were wide open in the first half. That Hart doesn't get enough credit. That OG is a terrific, terrific defender, great player, and those two guys have really changed the fabric of that Knicks team. But I think that this series and the Thunder Spurs series has really saved the NBA. It's a league that people had really gotten tired of. Really, really gotten tired of the faces of the league. Tired of hearing about Harden. Tired of the noise around LeBron's camp. The noise with Kyrie. The noise with Jimmy Butler. Anthony Davis bailing out on the Pelicans after signing a 5-year deal and saying he's not going to play. These guys are refreshing. They're competing. They're playing to win. They play like they don't like each other. They're not signing jerseys after the series, you know, after each game, and
yeah,
signing shoes. And they're stars that are refreshing new faces of the league. And because of the nature of the crowd in New York and New York being relevant, I think that it is really, really saving NBA basketball. That's just my assessment from afar. I'm not a Knicks fan, not a fan necessarily of the Spurs, although I'm just fascinated with that young 7'4", 7'5" guy. And I think Dylan Harper, I think, is an absolute star in the future. He's going to be a great, great player. Brunson is a winner. It's the only way you can describe him. You know, two national titles at Villanova. Hart's a winner. And these guys play like winners. OG plays like a winner. And Karl Anthony Towns, who Jimmy Butler said was soft and didn't want to play with him when he was at Minnesota after he got traded from Chicago and then laid down on Minnesota. Butler lays down because of Karl Anthony Towns. Looks like just a legitimate winner and a guy that says the right thing. And
yeah, he does.
The thing I'm loving about it is I'm not hearing any noise out of these teams. No noise. The outside noise. I say noise destroys teams. And there's just none of that with either one of these teams.
Coach, take you back to game four. You're up 29 at the half. As a coach, and of course you got to know your team. Every team's different and who you're playing. Like you're up 29 and you know the other team that you're playing has no chance of coming back. It's a different conversation in the locker room. But you know the Knicks have made comebacks, especially in the Garden. How do you address your team? What do you talk about at halftime? Do you get on them? Do you praise them? Do you you talk about shot selection? 24-second shot clock. You're still going to have to shoot it quick there. But how do you handle that locker room at the half?
Well, I really believe, you know, you're talking to a guy who lost a 26-point lead to the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron. So it's not like I got every answer, okay? And
I think you probably do, Coach. Go ahead.
But I think you speak to, you know, some of it's a little cliche. Okay, it's 0-0. Why are we ahead? We're ahead because we got talent. We're ahead because we absolutely guarded. We're ahead because we took better shots than they took. And we're going to preserve this by duplicating the same defensive effort. And if we can't, we're going to make substitutions early if we look fat and sassy. You know, and I believe that, you know, if we continue to drive the ball, of course, they made every three in the first 14 minutes, and that's a lie, you know. I mean, it just absolutely can become a lie to your team. But I believe that you continue to drive it. You got to drive the ball because you're at least going to get fouled, getting the one-and-one early. You're going to take a high percentage shot. And they did. They went through a stretch where they tried to play through Wendy and were throwing those float passes, lob passes to him. Some of them would get deflected. They were roughing him up. But, you know, they'll get criticized, you know, but the Knicks didn't make every great play. You know, Hart missed that wide open layup that everybody said he should have done. Said, okay. But the two critical possessions when the storm was coming at them was the missed layup by Fox.
Yeah.
You know, they got a 1-point lead under a minute, and he's got a breakaway and misses the layup. Maybe he should have pulled it out and just waited to get fouled. That was one play, and then Wemby's two missed free throws.
Let me ask you something, because I'm old school, and he wouldn't like playing for me. Is Victor playing too much on the perimeter? I throw the lob pass to Derek McKee. is he playing a little bit too much on the perimeter?
Well, I think one thing that happens when he's out there, he has to be respected. He's proven that he can make them. A lot of those big guys that are out there can't. But it appears to me, Wimp, you know, just that this new game that they're playing is that by him being out there, it does create driving lanes because Karl Anthony Towns has to come out on the floor. Now, you know, after you make one or two, you know, you don't need to sit out there in the cool breeze. And he does sit out in the cool breeze a little too long. But he is an incredible player who is also a good passer. He's a winner. I love the way he represents that franchise and what I think will be the future of the league. And, you know, something I find fascinating also, Wim, is you criticized it, Barry. You've criticized it. Any coach has criticized AAU basketball and how we've monetized our game here in the United States and how we always put them on the face front of social media and talk about how great we are in America. I think the last 9 MVPs in the NBA have all been from outside the United States.
Yeah.
And there's something that's going on, you know, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jokic, Doncic. I'm forgetting one or two, but the league is changing, and I hope that it's changing for the better right now, just because of who's representing and who's the face of the league.
Take a guy like Brunson; he's with Dallas Mavericks. Of course, they have Luka, and Luka just dominates the ball. Kid there never really gets it. He never really shows how great he is. I don't think you can. And you tell me if you can. I don't think you can teach the mentality that Jalen Brunson has. I mean, either you got that or you don't. I mean, you can try to help it along, and you always had very, very tough guys. I think you made them tough, but you probably recruited guys, and your assistants knew, hey, we got to recruit the right guy for Coach Floyd. This is how we're going to play. He's got to be able to do these things. But what changes with a guy like that who's at Dallas? He's a good player, but now he's – with the Knicks, and he's honestly one of the top guards in the league.
I think what's happened is exactly what you just said. The ball is in his hands.
Yeah.
And he's not an over-dribbler. You know, Harden's an over-dribbler. It's become a dribble, dribble, dribble league. The ball moves with the Knicks. He takes over in stretches like Jordan did because he can go get his own shot. And he makes difficult shots at times, some very, very difficult shots. But he's a winner. And, you know, one of my theories, which wasn't my theory, but the only guy I ever heard really talk about it was from Coach Haskins. Was when I first started working for him in 1977, I'm asking him what he wants. You know, in a guard, and he said, "I want one just like Nate Archibald." And I said, "Oh, okay, that'll be easy."
yeah.
Well, and but what he was saying was, "I want city point guards."
Yeah.
And when you look at the Sweet 16 every year in college basketball, you look at the NBA. Generally, every year it's a city guard who's leading those teams, and And the reason for those city point guards being different, I believe, is that a lot of country guards, you know, take a guard from Selma or whatever, you know, they're generally passing game type guys, bring it down, hit a wing, cut, move, where the city guards, you know, grew up in playing pickup ball, where, you know, there might be 50 kids waiting to play, and if you get beat, you're coming out. And so they understand getting in the lane and creating for others, and if you find one that can shoot it. But Haskins' theory went back to, you know, when I was at UTEP, the teams winning the conferences in the West, Kirk was winning at UNLV with city guards from Detroit or Los Angeles. UCLA was winning with city point guards. We were winning at UTEP with city point guards in our conference every year. And the rest of them were playing guys from like Huntington Beach and some little town in Colorado or Utah. And I really think there's something to it. And I think the guy is an absolute winner, Brunson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you made Iowa State into a winner when Iowa State couldn't beat your grandmother. I've never seen a program go all because of you and your recruiting, all because of your ability to get players there, the right kind of players. And of course, once you got them there, you had home court advantage at Iowa State. Even as good as you recruited, it'd be a booger bear for you this day and time. At $15 a month, laundry money won't go quite as far. It's ridiculous what they're doing now. Talk a little bit about people staying in college, not staying in college, and the recruiting mess that we have in college basketball.
I don't know who's really happy with it other than the short-term happiness that's coming from the families that are being impacted by the money that they're receiving to play. I call it short-term happiness because they're making money that they're not going to make in the professional leagues. They're going to leave college, I think, by and large, without college degrees because the hours don't transfer. The money will be gone shortly thereafter, two or three years after, because I don't know that we're seeing a mindset where all these guys are saving that money or investing that money. If some of these kids were smart, they'd be investing it, and with the numbers that I'm hearing thrown around, they'd never have to have a $60,000 a year job. That would be a beautiful thing for a lot of those kids. But I you know, if that's the case, that's a great thing. But I think the boosters are going to get tired of it because it's a 7-month investment. All those people that built those nice arenas at the mid-majors, they contributed money. They're seeing, you know, less and less crowds at the mid-major level, particularly in the South, the West, and the Northwest. Not many people, 1,000 people at the games. University of New Orleans, a couple hundred people at the game. They get a good player, they lose them. All those programs are being impacted. The women's sports.
Boy, is that true?
The other sports are being impacted greatly right now. The Olympic sports are being impacted. A lot of them are being dropped. So I'm not a fan at all. I would hate to coach in that environment because coaches have always got the bad rap. You know, they've always been, well, they've always cheated. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that they have. And I believe coaches were in it for the right reasons, trying to help guys get degrees, fighting them to get to class, fighting them to meet with tutors, disciplining them when they didn't. The discipline angle now has changed because of all of that. They're afraid they're going to lose them. And then one of the saddest things is that the players' parents, I think, are not parenting as strongly as they need to anymore because they've monetized the kids and they're hoping that maybe they can get a little bit of it, of that money that the kid signs for. And they're still young people, and they need the discipline. So, you know, but coaching's always been trying to make people do things that they don't want to do so that they can accomplish what they want to accomplish. And when you take that element away from the coaching because of the money, I think that that's a problem.
That's well said.
Coach, we appreciate you being on. It sounds like you're enjoying life. Every time we're talking to you, you're playing golf or fishing. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. You've earned it all. And so you headed back to Nashville now?
Yeah, heading back right now. And I appreciate you guys. And thank you for not getting into detail about the 26-point lead that I lost.
Well, that was the player's fault, Coach. That wasn't you. So, yeah. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Dan. Great job.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. You can find all the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory, schedule service, rent a Toyota. You're going to Omaha today? Go get you a Toyota. Take that Toyota to Omaha when they start winning next week. Those people clear out of there. You can actually get a hotel and get you a rental car and take it out to Omaha. But swing by Skyland Boulevard. Find Justin. They'll do a great job for you. And tell them that Whip and Barry sent you. The Vinegar Tip is next, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Nothing more than the usual happenings around town right now as we wind down your rush hour or morning rush hour. If you're moving about Skyland Boulevard, we're pretty good to go between McFarland and 69. You will have an occasional tap on the brakes or two. And McFarland at 2059. Now that entrance and exit ramp, a little bit of volume here happening, but again, nothing too heavy. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info,
ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Alabama Crimson Tide lives right here.
Down to the pylon. Touchdown, Alabama.
On Tide 100.9. I feel good.
Inside the Locker Room, the Vinegar Tip brought to you by a good friend, Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael's our agent. Let him become yours. Give him a call today for the free estimate, 205-752-8500. Got a website, Coverage for T-Town. That's Coverage, FORTTown.com. What is the Vinegar Tip for this Friday?
Well, I'm going to end up with our pets today. This is the last day of the week. It's kind of the last thing I'll talk about pets. If you have water containers outside, bowls of water, cans of water, not cans, but whatever you have, water containers, bird bath stuff outside, clean them and scrub them real often with straight white vinegar. Keep them clean, and then after that, you rinse it real well. And along with that, if you have an aquarium or fish bowls, if you'll wipe them down with vinegar and then, of course, rinse them good, those two factors will be a lot better for the kind of pets, you know, we haven't talked about. The clean outside is for cats and dogs and whatever pets that you have outside. The second part here is for your fish bowls, to be darn sure that that you clean that out with the rings, or you know, sometimes you get a ring around your place where you keep your little fish. So clean that out with the vinegar, and I think that you'll find that that'll make things a lot better for your animals. That's about it. I've gone all week with stuff about pets, and you know, some good, some bad, I guess. But that's about it for the pet segment. We'll have to go to something else next week.
All right, that was brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael wanted me to ask David Kinder, did he get the swag bag? And we found out he didn't. He had to go stand in line and pull out his little credit card. They had a polo, a World Series polo. It's like $175. It was a Peter Millar. Good Lord, $175. One Tim Floyd said,
good.
He said, it's always a player's league until you lose, and then it's the coach's fault. Never been a truer statement. It's a player's league, and then you lose, and they're going to blame the coach from the Spurs, I guess, for the collapse. And, you know, he probably had a little bit to do. It's a team thing. But I thought what he said about this series saving the NBA, I agree with that. I cannot stand James Harden. I don't like watching LeBron and all his shenanigans. I did see Karl Anthony Towns is really good in front of the media. And I didn't really know who he was, and he's lost his mother, so I have some appreciation for that. But he talked about when he was traded from Minnesota, I think they told him, like, you got like 9 hours to get your stuff and get to New York. And he's like, I had a big home in Minnesota. I had all my personal things in there and, you know, just a really nice home. And I get traded. I have to leave all that behind. Like, I don't even know how many pair of shoes to pack. I got big shoes. I got five shoes that will go with my outfits. And I go to New York and I got to live in a hotel for a while there. So I don't think people even think about those sides. But Karl Anthony Towns has grown on me a lot. But, you know, you hear Brunson, he's not a flashy guy. He's just a ball player. And Victor Wembanyama is very intelligent for a 21-year-old, 22, whatever he is when he speaks. So I agree with Coach that I look forward to watching this series by the way the players behave themselves and how hard they play. And I do think this series has saved the NBA.
Yeah, I think it is good. Is Towns a bit the bad free throw shooter?
I'll look and see if he is. You know, he played obviously with Calipari. Calipari was at the game. Do you think he is a bad free throw shooter?
Well, one of them is. I thought it was Towns. It's just so such a poor free throw shooter. I just amazed at his delivery from the line. It could be helped, I think, so much. But pro basketball, you do things differently, and you don't, you know, they got there because they're good in all aspects. I just didn't feel like that he was any kind of free throw shooter. So,
games played. I don't know if this is the playoffs. I guess this is the playoffs. He shot 90% from the line in the playoffs.
That's not the one, man.
Yeah.
This one had shot 90%.
It's the kid from Indiana that's such a player for New York. Ananobi. Oh, my goodness. he is terrific. He was really good in college. He was a really good college player as well. But
where did he play?
He played at Indiana, and he has Victor Wembanyama comes out on him on the court, he goes by him, but he knows how to use his body to keep the shot blocker away, where he dunks the ball at the rim, but he uses his body to keep Victor. If you let Victor have space, he'll block the shot, but he kills Victor when he tries to come out and guard him, and he can make the three ball, so you have to go out there. This kid's becoming a star, to be quite honest with you. And then Stephen Castle for the Spurs, you know, he played for Danny Hurley, played for Connecticut. I think you find these guys that were winners in college and it's translating to the NBA. Guys that win a lot and won championships, like Brunson and those guys, you got three Villanova guys on there. You know, you always hear people say, I'm going to recruit guys that won championships, state championships, and stuff like that. These guys that have won, they win for a reason, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. I just thought, sure, the free throw shooter was the one I mentioned, but I guess I know he. I just can't remember which one it was, but in New York, it shoots so poorly.
Yeah.
A game is at, on ABC again tomorrow night at 7:30 for all you who want to tune in, and it will be at San Antonio.
Yeah. All right. We know Alabama baseball will play Monday. Hopefully they're playing the later game, but 2 o'clock tomorrow. But Troy gets started today at 1, so it should be fun. I think a lot of Alabama people hopefully will get out there and take all that in. It was a pleasure talking to David and Gary, who's had him on all year. People knew that. They knew we had Rob Vaughn on Wednesday, but they always listen on Fridays because they know Gary has him. And Coach Vaughn's he's very nice with his time. You know, a lot of times guys wouldn't do that. And, you know, I told the SID, I said, we'll take an assistant for sure if it's easier. And he said, no, Coach Vaughn wants to do it at 7:30. But Gary, I'll talk to him, and it should be pretty cool to hear what he has to say. You know, he's a baseball guy, and I always love it when guys like that get to Omaha that have kind of been in it. And he's a young guy, though, young head coach, and so hopefully he'll get to go a lot. But that's it for today's show, so keep it locked in. What time is that interview, Gary?
10 o'clock.
So you won't be listening at 10. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great weekend, everybody.